Brothers and sisters, as we hear the parable of the wheat and the tares, we should be rather disturbed. An enemy has planted weeds in the field where the master has sown good seed. This is rather devastating news on many levels. First, it's always disturbing to know that you have an enemy, someone working against you. And even more troubling, perhaps, is when you learn that the enemy has had success, both of which are confirmed in the gospel today. We, like the slaves of the householder, may ask, where did these weeds come from? How, Lord, did evil enter into your creation? And like the slaves, our first inclination may be to blame the master, to blame God by accusing him. Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Notice now that the issue of weeds growing among the wheat is not the master's doing. In the parable, Jesus informs us that it's the doing of the enemy, an enemy who came while everyone was asleep. The early church father, Chromatius, commented that weeds appear in the Lord's field when we sleep. That is, when we, his servants, become lethargic towards divine injunctions. Think back to the story of our original sin, where Adam and Eve let down their guard. Upon seeing that the fruit from the tree was good for eating, they became lethargic towards God's divine command. And as we know, they're not alone in this. We can all name times in our lives when we've approached living our faith with a sense of lethargy rather than gusto and zeal with which we're meant to live it. So in some sense, we all bear responsibility for the existence of the weeds among us. Here's the point. Being a Christian is a 24/7 calling. It's not something that we can be one moment and then ignore in another moment. And not only is it a 24/7 calling, but it's also a calling that needs to be lived out diligently. For whenever we become lazy in performing the duties of our Christian faith, we give the enemy a chance to sneak in and plant weeds among the wheat. And this is true both on a communal level as well as on an individual level. Communally, we can think to that adage that's frequently attributed to Edmund Burke. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Lethargy has caused numerous evils to triumph in the world. You know, many people claimed that the atrocities committed by the Nazi regime in World War II could have been averted had people acted rather than responded with a blind eye. Perhaps our society today would not be as over-sexualized as it is had we been more vocal about the dignity of the human body. Or even closer to home, had we as Catholics better defended the attacks on our faith that have gradually occurred over the decades, perhaps we wouldn't find ourselves in the rather precarious situation of having to bring the government to court in order to preserve our right not simply to worship, but to live the entirety of our faith in all aspects of our lives. In our individual lives, the same dynamic is at play. When I ignore the fact that being a Christian is a 24/7 vocation, I allow weeds to be sown into the soil of my heart. In the same way that breaking a diet one time makes it easier to break the diet completely, so too does neglecting one duty of our faith make it easier to neglect others. Personally, this is why I'm constantly harping on following the tenets of our faith. I know that many people think that doing so makes me too rigid, too conservative, too old-fashioned, all those types of things. Some people don't like it when I preach on certain tenets of the faith, such as holy days of obligation, as they don't believe it's wrong to skip Mass. I know other people get upset when I preach on certain moral issues, and still others believe that I'm too tied to all of the liturgical laws. But I believe that every tenet of our faith, from the rubrics of Mass to the moral commands given by God, need to be taken seriously. For the minute that we become lethargic towards any aspect of our faith, deciding for ourselves that certain aspects aren't that important, we give the enemy a chance to plant weeds in the field that should be bearing wheat. Given the reality that we have an enemy, and that the enemy is in fact sowing weeds amongst the good seed that was sown by the Lord, what are we to do? Like the slaves, our initial reaction might be to uproot the weeds. Yet in this parable, the master, rather peculiarly, instructs his slaves to let the weeds grow with the wheat for fear of uprooting the wheat by accident. What are we to glean from this command? Well, friends, I think we're meant to see the answer to that plaguing question as to why there is evil in the world, why God allows bad people to exist and at times even thrive. The reason he does so is to prevent the grain from being uprooted with the weeds. Understand that in God's field, the determination as to whether something is wheat or weed cannot be made until the harvest. Think for a moment of the situation of St. Augustine. St. Augustine spent decades of his life living as what most people would call a weed. And yet, after the great prayer of his mother, St. Monica, he turned his life around and later became one of the greatest saints. In commenting on this very passage, St. Augustine said, "There's one difference between people and real grain and real weeds. For what was grain in the field is grain, and what were weeds are weeds. But in the Lord's field, at times, what was grain turns into weeds, and what were weeds turn into grain. And no one knows what they will be tomorrow." If what St. Augustine says is true, then the grain must always be alert, lest it turn into weeds. And the weeds must be called to conversion so that they become grains of wheat. The final thing that we can learn from the command forbidding the slaves from uprooting the weeds is that the task of uprooting the weeds doesn't belong to us. Pope Francis made this same point when he famously said, "Who am I to judge?" in regards to a hypothetical question about gay priests. In saying this, the Holy Father was not, as many people inaccurately concluded, changing church doctrine. Rather, he was acknowledging that nobody on earth, not even the Pope, has the authority to cast final judgment. Nobody on earth has been tasked with uprooting the weeds. Pope Francis acknowledged that his job was not that of the harvester. His task is to proclaim the good news so that the weeds may be turned into wheat, a task that belongs not only to the Pope, but to every Christian. Our duty is not to uproot the weeds growing among the wheat, but to transform the weeds into wheat. And this requires a certain zeal on our part. For if we approach any aspect of our faith with apathy, we will in fact fail in our task of converting the world. But if we're vigilant, if we're constantly attentive to the duties of our faith, and if we integrate our faith into every aspect of our lives, what we'll find is that the weeds in our lives will be transformed into grains of wheat. Brothers and sisters, peace to you and to all who remain attentive to the duties of their faith.